reason I'm speaking out is because I noticed advisors to the UK government lying on directly on television. And first it was just kind of fascinating, but through the spring and into the summer of 2020, I became first alarmed, and then later in the year, frightened, and I still remain frightened. How could it possibly be that Germany, Italy, the United States, Iceland, Scandinavian countries have all got the same bunch of wrong information all at the same time? And I put it to you, ladies and gentlemen of the audience, there's only one way that could happen, and that's if they all agreed to do it beforehand. The evidence of a supranational plan is the discarding of simple, well-established pandemic preparedness plans and replacing them with this bunch of lies. And it turns out that it's not a particularly lethal virus. If it exists at all, it's about the same as a bad seasonal influenza. But in Sweden and Germany, I looked at the public record, not one healthy child has died as a consequence of being infected by this virus. Not one. I think the ultimate aim is control. And we will come onto this. The control mechanism that we can see being installed all around us are the so-called vaccine passports, a certificate first on paper and eventually a QR code on your phone that tells anyone who needs to know that you have received the requisite number of doses of these materials. It'll be the end of cash and of any privacy of any transaction. They've lied to you with the objective of both frightening you and I think also learning from financially experienced people. The other objective was to begin to destroy the economy and the sovereign currencies. And I think that's a continuing objective. So the design of them, I would say it was toxic by design. It was always going to harm people. And I'm absolutely certain about this as a pharmacologist and a toxicologist, is by choosing this design, the range of outcomes is probably 1,000 times worse than it would be for a conventional vaccine, because you know the actual amount of protein produced will vary by orders of magnitude more. It will. But I'm really quite concerned that there is a serious intent to kill a very large proportion of the population of the world.
Are you or a loved one suffering from a medical coincidence? You want proper medical care, but you don't want people sniffing around asking a whole bunch of questions about what might be causing your problem. At the Kauffman Institute for Coincidence, we won't look into the cause of your heart or other problem. We'll just fix it. That's right. We promise to only look at your symptoms. We won't get all curious looking for causes, because that could get your employer or your doctor into some legal hot water. And nobody wants that. At Kauffman, we understand that coincidence is now the leading cause of death.
Hey, we've got another coincidence over here.
If we want to operate at the speed of science, there's no time for looking for causes. No pesky questions about drugs or vaccines you may have been given. At Kauffman, we specialize in the effects and leave the causes to the conspiracy theorists. And let's be honest, we know the cause anyway. It was a coincidence, right? For each new patient, Kauffman's talented team of doctors strap on their blinders and look directly at the problem area, usually the heart, just like the CDC recommends. Our main campus now treats myocarditis, blood clots, heart arrhythmia, stroke, heart attack, magnetic skin, difficulty breathing, full body blisters and burning, convulsions, kidney failure, memory loss, cancer, sudden death, and much, much more. Give your coincidence the attention it deserves, but not the wrong kind of attention. At Kauffman. Schedule your appointment today at kauffmancoincidence.com and receive a doctor's note with a real science-y sounding explanation to provide to your anti-vax friends, proving to them it was definitely not the vaccine that caused your coincidence. Kauffman, because coincidences happen pretty much all the time.
Official medical coincidence partner of the NFL.
This one Bible verse transformed my mind, and I almost missed the truth it reveals. Once I saw this revelation, my mind was changed. It changed the way I see sin, holiness, and my own mistakes. This increased my desire to live holy and helped me to overcome shame. I'll read it, then explain it. Galatians 5:17. And the Spirit gives us desires that are opposite of what the sinful nature desires. Now, this seems simple, so why is this so mind-transforming? Well, it reveals that the Holy Spirit is the one who helps us fight sin. I used to think that the Holy Spirit came closer when I did well, but then distanced himself when I made mistakes. This led to condemnation, which made it harder to get back on track. Yes, sin has consequences, and no, we shouldn't continue in sin. But the truth is that even when we make mistakes, the Holy Spirit stays. He doesn't abandon you. He stays with you to help you fight against sin and become holy. So get up and try again.
We have to also remember the culture and the customs and the tradition of the time and place. You know, when you're in Africa, I was in Uganda not too long ago, and I just simply crossed my leg the way some of you are crossing your leg. But if you show the bottom of your shoe, it's very offensive.
It is.
Very, very offensive. You can't put the Bible on the ground, right? That's very offensive. There's a lot of things that are very, very offensive. So when you consider the culture and the customs and the traditions of the different things, I think that's more of falling in that realm.
I struggled with it when I came to this country. I went into this country. It was Germany at the time. I sat in church. I was an atheist, but I was Lebanese and just fully cultured Lebanese. Came to Germany, and the guy next to me actually had the sole of his shoe pointing at me. I thought, how rude, right? And then it was nearly touching my foot. It was like, wow, extra rude. That is a very good point, because you just switch off. It's a complete switch-off moment in that culture.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Lisa, and I'm here to share a repost from Glenda Lomax. The title is As the Battle Begins, and this was originally posted April 12, 2018. I am reigniting the fire in my people to spread my gospel that more souls can come to know me. My people are concerned for many things, but not the things I desire. I desire the lost would be saved. I desire my people would draw near to me before the final battle ensues. I desire you would run to me and be safe. But most are running to the things of the world, where they will be found as the battle begins. As the final battle begins, many will be caught off guard. Most who call themselves mine do not believe my warnings, and so will be caught unaware and perish. This is not my will, but their lack of hearkening, as I have sent my words unto them. As you prepare for what is coming, lift up prayers unto me to save those who do not have ears to hear. Lift up prayers to me to save those who are still lost, and those who have not heard of me. As this battle begins, I will show you great mercy who do this. And that is the end of this message. I pray you all have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you. And I will see you either next video or in the air. Bye-bye.
This next one was uploaded to Reddit by user Dame K. Bals. It's some baby cam footage that seems to show an unusual anomaly. Take a look. It's a little after 1 a.m. when strange orbs of light pass by the camera. They progressively get more and more distinct as the footage plays out. The OP confirmed that all blinds were down, ruling out headlights of passing cars. They also mentioned that the camera is portable and moves around quite a lot, so it couldn't be cobwebs that may have formed near the lens. According to the post, the user's wife was having a shower at the time and had the baby monitor in the ensuite with her to keep an eye on their child. She noticed the mysterious lights as it was happening and panicked. She ran into the bedroom only to find nothing out of the ordinary, her baby sleeping peacefully in their cot. A paranormal orb is a spherical object that's often seen in photographs or videos and is believed by some to be a manifestation of the supernatural. Orbs are often associated with ghostly activity or the presence of spirits, and some people believe you can actually communicate with spirits of the deceased through orb photographs. So do you think this footage is an example of a paranormal orb? Drop your opinions in the comments down below.
Hey everyone, hey dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Smokey Mo is a rapper from Russia. Sometimes I have a bit of a running gag on this channel about calling these people and asking them to pose in certain hand signs and symbols and do agendas, right, like I'd call around the world just to make a crazy sounding YouTube channel, especially calling someone in Russia on a phone from the 80s. And I'd ask him to do like the vow of silence or something, keeping the secret of the biblical world, most likely about Freemasonry and about how fame, fortune, and success works in the entire world. And Smokey Mo, the rapper from Russia, is hiding his hand in his coat, the way a Freemason would do. This is our biblical world. It's really bad news about the world. It's sold out. The good news is the gospel of truth of our Lord Jesus Christ. His death, burial, and resurrection, according to the scriptures, is the truth in this world. It is the only way for forgiveness of sin, salvation, to take part in the promises of God, to go to heaven, and more. God bless you, everyone.
You got a bone spur in your right heel?
Yeah.
Sit on the mercy seat, and when you do, focus on the Lord healing your heel.
Amen.
Okay? So we thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, come in power to confirm your word. You love this man, and he belongs to you, Lord. And so you're doing a great work in his life. So Holy Spirit, minister to him that bone spur in his right heel. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you for healing. Now walk around, brother. Tell me how it feels when you're walking. When you take a few steps, tell me how it feels. Yeah,
I kind of feel like I'm floating.
You feel floating? That's a good sign.
But you know what? One thing I like about you guys, you don't discriminate, and you don't bother you guys. But I've heard a lot of people say, why they got that stuff out there? That's discrimination. I told one lady, I said, listen, Jesus.
We're ministering to anybody.
God is love.
Yes, right.
There's no discrimination.
We minister anybody. And anybody.
The way this world is going, he's coming soon.
Yeah,
he said there will be an archangel in four corners of the earth, the sound of trumpets.
Yeah.
I done read a little bit.
Take a few steps. Tell me how that feels, brother.
Feels good, man.
Feels good?
Yeah, I feel like I'm light. Light footed.
That's the Lord taking burdens. Yeah. Jesus said, it says, my burden is light.
I felt so when I first went down, about 5 seconds later, I felt something been dipped off of me.
Praise the Lord.
I'm gonna run out of there for a minute.
Oh, wow.
That's the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
What's your name?
Tom. What's your name?
Norman.
Norman?
Yeah.
Jesus loves you, Norman. Yes. He has forgiven you of your sins.
I'm born and raised right here. I remember this place right here.
Yes.
It's school to Cadillac.
Wow.
Cadillac?
School to Cadillac used to be right here. It wasn't
school
a courthouse?
School to Cadillac?
Yeah, before the courthouse.
Wow.
School to Cadillac.
Wow.
Right here.
That must have been a long time ago.
Yeah, because my dad worked right here for 25 years.
Yeah.
Wow. See, one thing I like about the world, there's no love in the world.
Right.
See, sometimes you might need a few dollars. Sometimes you keep your mouth closed, open your ears, and focus.
You know how you get out of financial problems? Because I screwed up my life financially, and then I learned it's all about, and when you're in the king, it's all about giving.
Right,
so
right.
Find somebody and give, like, give $2 out of that 20, give a tithe to somebody in need. Somebody that that is not
doing... I know somebody needs some, I'm going to give him five.
Yeah, but that's cool. That's even better. So as long as whoever it is not doing drugs and drinking, not wasting it on that.
No, this guy not doing drugs.
Yeah.
He's Hispanic, you know.
A humble person.
Yeah. I'm gonna get him to come down here.
Yeah.
He's like, when you turn that corner, he's like two blocks that way. He's deep on the ground right now.
Yeah, if he needs healing, tell him to come by. He
knows
healing.
Me.
All right.
Yeah. Every now and then, if I had the money, I'd buy him breakfast.
Yeah, and it's like, so Norman, it's like, you give him $5, the Lord will bless that, multiply that 20 to make it last longer and increase it.
When I was coming that way, I said, you know what? I know they're going to get it, and they're going to stop me. But I was ready for it.
Yeah.
I know they're going to ready for it. I tried to dip that way. He got me. I said, he ain't going to
work. You tried
to avoid us. I kind of feel like God.
You had got a lot of good things to say in this for testimony.
You know, the scripture says compel them into the kingdom.
I will say this to anybody out there, I'm going through some changes, but already God has made some changes for me. You know?
Yes.
And tomorrow I gotta go back to Goodwill and get my job back.
Amen. We agree. Yes.
Favor, I've been out here for a while. And one thing about me, I'm not a loser.
Yeah,
you're not. You're an overcomer in Christ.
I can tell that you're already on the upswing.
You're not ashamed.
Yeah, it's like we go.
I don't think.
God bless you, Norman. Yeah. New job.
I feel different, man. But like, yeah.
That's what us.
Jesus
loves you.
What y'all did to me, man?
It's the Lord.
It's the Holy Spirit.
I can't do anything.
I'm going to say this to the people out there. This is no joke. When I went in there and sat down, I went in there 5 seconds. I felt something tingling on my chest.
Oh, praise the Lord.
I'm not making this up.
This idea is some Jesus, because I met a prophet who had a vision of cardboard and duct tape coming down from heaven.
Yeah.
So it's some Jesus, the idea. So he honors it.
Yes.
So that's why I said, come on over here in front of our church, old friend.
Take me to your own.